It's time for Rhema for Today.
Now, you know just as well as I know that we are continually affirming something. And that affirmation and the reactions of the affirmation upon our lives are sometimes very disastrous. You know the effects of the word of loved ones upon you. Well, the effects of your own words upon yourself is just as strong as the words of others. More strong.
Welcome to Rhema for Today. Kenneth E. Hagin continues his teaching, Faith Classics. Later in today's program, I'll tell you about this month's special radio offer. Right now, let's join Kenneth E. Hagin for today's message.
He is defeated, and I am a victor. I have learned this law. I want to get it over to you. I've mentioned it before, but I'm coming over it again. We must learn this law if we're going to be successful. I have learned this law that when I boldly confess, then and then only do I possess. I said I've learned this law that when I boldly confess, then and then only do I possess. I make my lips do their work. I give the word its place. God has spoken, and I side or take sides with the word. Now, if I side with the disease and pain, there's no healing for me. But I take sides with the word, and I repudiate the disease and the sickness. My confession gives me possession. Now, I want you to note this fact. Faith is governed by our confession. If I say I have been prayed for, and I'm waiting now for God to heal me, I have repudiated my healing. My confession should be this. The word declares that I am healed. And I thank the Father for it. I praise Him for it, because it is a fact. Now, you remember Philippians, the 4th chapter, the 6th and 7th verses? Be careful for nothing. King James translation. That's a little blind to us. Another translation says, in nothing be anxious, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall guard your hearts and your thoughts in Christ Jesus. Now, why must prayer be made with thanksgiving? Did you notice that? And I want you to notice the thanksgiving was last. It says, in nothing be anxious. Amplified translation says, do not fret or have any anxiety about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, let your request be made known unto God. Now notice, with thanksgiving. With thanksgiving. Then what did it say? And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall guard your heart and your thoughts in Christ Jesus. All right, why must prayer be made with thanksgiving? That means that I know the thing's done. I've asked for it. Now I have it. So I thank the Father for it. Praise God. Now the 7th verse says, and the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, will fill your heart. Or another translation said, guard your heart. See, I'm not worrying any longer. I have it. I'm not going to get the money I need. I have it. It's just as real as though it were in my pocket. I'm not going to get my healing. I have my healing because I have His word, and my heart is filled with rapture. Praise God, for His word is true. Your confession of God's word, you see, solves the problem. Praise the Lord. Well, can you say amen?
Amen.
Now then, I want to notice one other thought, please. I say one other thought, or one thing further. I want you to notice the difference between something. When you teach this way, those who are unlearned in the scriptures and uneducated in religion don't know what you said. I've had folks to say to me, well, brother, that's sort of like Christian Science, isn't it? Like Dr. Leon B. Yeoman said. There's as much difference between this and Christian Science as is between daylight and dark. No, it isn't Christian Science. Now, over in the world, in the realm of Christian Science and the mind science religions and the metaphysical cults, they use some of the same scriptures we use. They make confessions or affirmations, but I want you to notice something. They make these based upon their own wills, their own ability to make it good, because they think that their mind is God, for they say God is mind. But we're making confessions based upon God's word, believing in His ability to make it good. And there's a vast difference. One of them is a mental confession, an affirmation. The other is a spiritual and a heart confession, an affirmation, based on the word. Now, you know just as well as I know that we are continually affirming something. And that affirmation and the reactions of the affirmation upon our lives are sometimes very disastrous. You know the effects of the word of loved ones upon you. Well, the effects of your own words upon yourself is just as strong as the words of others. More strong. You continually say, well, I can't do that. I just can't do it. I haven't the strength to do it. And when you say that, you feel your strength, your physical energy, and your mental efficiency oozing away. Amen. And leaving you weak and full of indecision and doubt, and your efficiency is gone. You see, an affirmation or a confession is the expression of our faith. Now, that's what an affirmation is. It is an expression of our faith. Now, listen closely. Whether you have faith, we have faith in ourselves, in loved ones, in the Bible or its author, or whether we have faith in disease, in failure, and in weakness. Now, some people are always confessing their faith in disease, their faith in failure and calamity. You will hear them confessing that their children are disobedient. No one ever heard me say my children are disobedient. I confess that they are obedient and they become obedient, because the confession of my faith creates realities. Are you hearing me? They're continuing or continually confessing the wrong thing. They confess that their children are disobedient, that their husband or wife is not doing what's right. They constantly confess their doubts and failure. They little realize that that confession robs them of their ability and efficiency. They little realize that that confession can change the solid, hard road into a boggy, clogged mire. But it's true, it can. The confession of weakness will bind you and hold you in captivity. Talk poverty and you'll have plenty of it. Are you hearing me? Confess your want. Confess your lack of money. All of the time, and you'll always have lack. Now, I knew these things at work because I knew this in the Word. I remember for 10 years ago this past summer, I took care of Brother Noah's church in Dallas, the Oak Cliff Assembly of God. I preached 7 weeks meeting there, and then I was there for actually 23 weeks altogether. I was there all the summer. He was gone with Brother Osborne, T.L. Osborne. Brother Noah was. And so he had a daily radio program. And he'd started this program on his own. They were growing and building, and they had no money in the church budget, so it's a faith project with him. He's not getting enough money through the radio to pay for it. So the board, church board, agreed that they had Tuesday and Friday night service, that Tuesday night often would be radio night. Well, during my 7 weeks meeting, every Tuesday night, they would take from 35 minutes to an hour raising money because they're behind. That's too long to take on an offering. Are you hearing me? I mean, and what money they got didn't bail them out, just kept them where they could keep going. They're still $400 and $500 behind. A month behind. Costs more now than did even then. But they're a month behind. Radio station still carries them because they'd get this money and want to come in, go pay $100 or $2 a week on it, you know, and try to keep it going. Well, now, I didn't say anything. They turned over me, but I said to myself, there'll be no pulls made. I said, we'll get the money without it. Well, now, the only time we made a pull, we took up an offering with it the first Tuesday night after he left. The associate pastor, Brother Clyde Powell, spent some time getting money. And then I said to him, now, I'll tell you, let's do it my way. Let's just mention this. Let me mention it, and we'll just pass the plate. Well, we had a man, we called him the radio minister, but actually he didn't preach. I did the preaching. All he did was answer the mail. He's in the office. Now, I run through the summertime there for 3 months, and we, Tuesday night, would pass the plate and say, this is radio offering. That's all, just pass the plate. Just tell them what it is and pass the plate. We didn't take these long periods of who'll give five and who'll give ten. That's all right under some condition. Don't misunderstand me. But it becomes obnoxious after a while when you just do it all the time. The radio minister said to me, Brother Hagin, Brother Smith, and he had served as, well, he'd been in the Assemblies of God for 37 years. He'd been Secretary of District, Secretary of Treasury of one of our districts back east. He said to me, Brother Hagin, it's most amazing. He said, you know, our money through the mail has doubled. We're getting twice as much money in through the mail. And right in the summertime, we always fall off in the summertime. But we're getting twice as much money in through the mail.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. You can find more great materials by Kenneth E. Hagin, Kenneth W. Hagin, and the rest of the Hagin family by visiting our online bookstore. I want to tell you about this month's radio offer. We have a special resource package available that we know will be a blessing to you. This package includes Kenneth Hagin's mini book, How to Be a Success in Life, along with Lynette Hagin's Keys to Fulfilling God's Plan USB, featuring 10 powerful MP3 messages. You'll also receive Denise Hagin Burns' Goals for Growth USB. These three great resources are available together for the special package price of just $39. Be sure to take advantage of this special offer and get resources that will encourage you, strengthen your faith, and help you continue growing in God's plan for your life. To order, call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. That's 1-888-324-8499. You can also order online at rhema.org. That's rhema.org. rhema.org. Or you can write to Kenneth Hagin Ministries. Our address is P.O. Box 50126, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74150. We always love to hear from our listeners, so write in or email us today and become a part of Rhema for Today. Let's join Lynette Hagin and Denise Hagin Bird.
You know, while we're here, I just want to just mention our Kindle the Flame that comes up in September
24th through the 26th. Yeah, it'll be here before we know it.
I know. Tell them what our theme is.
Yes. So this year our theme is grace and grit.
Yes.
And, you know, we want to go through life gracefully, but, you know, when those problems come, you have to have grit and determination. And I believe that as women of God that we can have both grace and grit to be successful in life. So save the date, September 24th through the 26th. You don't want to miss it. And register, you can go to rhema.org/KTF.
Monday, Kenneth E. Hagin will continue this powerful teaching. That's next week on Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. Have a great weekend.